From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will knowingly or unknowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a source of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied the allegations. Pope Francis begins the final leg of his U.S. trip today in Philadelphia, where he will celebrate Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul.
Al mismo tiempo, los gobernantes han de hacer todo lo posible.
The 78-year-old pontiff arrived from New York, where on Friday he called on world leaders meeting at the United Nations to show guidance in combating climate change, poverty, and protecting refugees fleeing conflicts. There's been a common response to the Pope since his arrival in the United States, and particularly in Washington on Tuesday, people of various beliefs speaking affectionately about the man known as the People's Pope.
I think he has a way of bringing us all together, regardless of religion and faith. He has a power that transcends religion almost, that I like.
The Pope closes out his U.S. visit on Sunday by attending the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families and celebrating an outdoor mass that is expected to attract nearly 2 million people. In Burkina Faso, the leaders there have disbanded the presidential guard, which staged a failed coup last week. The leaders of the guard were unhappy with a transitional government that had barred supporters loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting the country's national election. Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising in October as he attempted to expand his 27-year rule. Burkina Faso planned elections next month, but it's unclear whether those will happen. This is VOA News. Slovenia's prime minister told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis requires urgent action that addresses the root cause of the dilemma. Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Commissioner, or European Union Commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern border with nearby neighbor Serbia. Meantime, a senior United Nations official warns thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee to Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose any hope of change for the better. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict will be on the agenda today as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, will come less than a month before October 18th, known as Adoption Day. The 18th marks the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in the plan of action. Iran is expected to reduce its uranium stockpile, remove thousands of centrifuges, and make conversions at nuclear facilities to comply with the agreement. A former student at the University of Texas has been sentenced to 10 years in U.S. prison for attempting to provide material support to terrorists. Authorities say 24-year-old Rahatul Ashakim Khan used internet message boards to identify people wanting to help Islamic insurgents fighting in countries such as Syria and Somalia. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.